If you're not mindful, the things you own will end up owning you. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear why there are so many miserable people these days and how to keep yourself from being one of them. Enjoy.
Most people don't have clear priorities in life. You know, for me, my goal is to simplify my life, simplify the number of people in my life, and simplify the number of things in my life. We only have a finite amount of energy each day, right? But every year, we have more people in our lives, more Facebook friends, more people you're connected with, but your energy stays the same. So that's not a proportionate growth. So for me, it's always about simplifying first the people and things into your life, into who and what's most important. Taking that finite energy that you have each day and focusing. Second step is learning how to focus and concentrate that finite amount of energy into the people and things that truly matter. Now you start to create a lifestyle that you actually love because you're invested into people and things that matter. And the byproduct of that is happiness. Pursue a lifestyle where the byproduct of that lifestyle is happiness. So happiness comes as a byproduct. I spend time with the people that I love. What is my byproduct? I'm happy. I spend time with people I don't like. I'm not happy. So don't pursue happiness. Pursue a lifestyle that gives happiness. But in order to then to pursue that lifestyle, you need to be clear what you want in life. What's your purpose in life? And people don't know this because they don't spend any time with themselves.
So for some reason now, we're all supposed to know about each other's lives because they posted it on Facebook. And what do we present, really, when we are on Facebook? We present an idyllic life, perfect parenting, great relationships. We hardly ever give any bad news or copy about ourselves because that doesn't make for a lot of likes.
With any element of addiction is an element of escape. What you're really looking at are people that can create these online lives through the computer that they like better than their own.
Most people focus on being significant. We live in a Facebook world where people fake their life, put new filters, make it look different than it really is, tell stories that, you know, are totally full of it to make themselves look good. Because we live in this kind of false world where significance is more important than love. And it separates us.
In social media, these likes, the comments, the shares, they've become this form of social currency by which we attribute value to something. In marketing, we call it the economy of attention. Everything is competing for your attention, and when you give something a like or a piece of that finite attention, it becomes a recorded transaction attributing value. The problem is that in our social media, we are the product, and we're letting others attribute value to us. This is changing our sense of identity. We are tying up our self-worth with what others think about us, and then we're quantifying it for everyone to see.
People are looking on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube. All you're looking at is, oh, she got that many likes, or he got that many likes. She got engaged, or he got married, or, oh my God, look at her body, or look at that. And it's like, that stuff's destroying us inside. Envy, jealousy, ego, greed. To be able to have enough clarity to purify yourself of those things is going to alleviate the biggest anxieties and depressions of our time and mental health problems. And we know that. We know that because all the mental health research today suggests that things like isolation, overexposure, we now can have more pain consumption in one day because of what we're exposed to than the pain we would have had in a lifetime. That's huge. Like that's ridiculous to think that in one day, because of the media, news, and social media, we consume more negative than we did in a lifetime.
Psychologists would tell us 70% or more of our thoughts are negative and redundant, replaying the same negative thoughts. I go, if thoughts had nothing to do with it, fine. But thoughts, positive or negative, shape our biology. And all of a sudden it says, well, now it's time to wake up because our negative thinking is manifesting a negative life experience.
That does it for today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Please take a moment to rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you have questions, you can ask those by going to 7goodminutes.com/askclyde or get me on Twitter at Clyde Lee Dennis. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.